Fees, fees, fees. You're paying higher fees for ATMs and for overdrafts. I'm John Werdonk reporting. So finds Bankrate.com just how high are these fees and what cities are bad for fees. We'll talk to someone from Bankrate.com. Greg McBride will be here straight ahead.
You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news you need to know.
Joining us on the line from Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, is Greg McBride. He's chief financial analyst for Bankrate.com. So first of all, Greg, give us the upshot. You have this survey out which suggests that we're getting bonked on the head with fees.
You're right. We continue to see fees marching higher. ATM fees were up for the ninth consecutive year, setting another record high. They were up about 4% from a year ago. Overdraft fees were up more modestly, just 1%, but it was a record high for the 17th consecutive year, and it takes a big bite when it happens. The average overdraft fee is now over $33. That's just for your first offense. If you have a second or third overdraft within a 12-month period, some banks will charge you even higher on the second or third go-round, so you have to be very careful of that.
What cities are worst when it comes to ATM fees?
Well, I'd say they're all bad because if you're paying a fee, it's needless. You can't avoid it. That being said, not everybody charges the same fee, and not everybody charges the same fee in every market. So we do see some geographic disparity. In terms of highest ATM fees, going outside the network is going to take the biggest chunk out of your bank account in Atlanta, New York, Phoenix, Miami, or Milwaukee. Those were the top five cities of the 25 we surveyed.
And Greg, when it comes to overdraft fees, what cities are notoriously bad?
Well, those that are at the top end of those that we surveyed were Milwaukee at the top of the list. Atlanta, Baltimore, Denver, and Phoenix round out the top five. In each of those cases, the average overdraft fee was over $34 in each of those markets.
That's amazing. How can someone avoid overdraft fees?
Well, that's the good news. Regardless of how high these fees go, they are avoidable. So there are a few steps you can take. At first, request a link between your checking account and your savings account. That way, if you ever do slip up, it's your money covering the shortfall. You don't have to borrow from the bank to do so. Sign up for email or text alerts that let you know when your balance gets below a certain level. This can give you the opportunity to move some money into that account proactively. And with 24/7 online and mobile account access, there's really no excuse for us to, you know, not be keeping accurate tabs on our available account balance so that we can avoid those costly overdrafts.
And why are banks doing this? Why are they ramping up fees year after year after year?
Well, some of these fee increases are because of regulatory changes that have crimped revenue in other areas. Some of it is just because of the fact that the punitive type fees have been the ones that show the most consistent increases. So going outside the ATM network, overdrawing your checking account, those long have been low-hanging fruit in terms of fees going up. And when it comes to ATM fees, if you stay within the network, you can avoid the ATM fees. It's the people that go outside the network that end up paying the freight in terms of carrying the cost of carrying that ATM network. So as people get smarter about their ATM usage over time, that cost is amortized over fewer and fewer transactions. And so that's been a big contributor to the steady escalation of an ATM fees over the years.
He's Greg McBride, chief financial analyst at Bankrate.com, joining us to talk about fees, fees, and more fees. Greg, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, John.
Got something to say? Continue the conversation on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts or email podcasts@dowjones.com. Thank you for listening and tell a friend about us.